News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
With major changes planned for the Leaving Cert, the Senior Cycle Redevelopment Delivery Board has also recommended reforming the CAO. The recommendations include potentially integrating apprenticeship applications with the CAO to have a single common system for both higher and further education. Gemma Lawler, Guidance Counsellor at Tyndon College, Carlow, do you think that's a good idea?
Morning, Shane. Morning. It's an interesting concept, you know, that I think they're hoping that with the redevelopment of the Leaving Cert subjects, where, you know, 40% of the coursework will be marked based on project or classroom-based assessment, basically, that this will change the whole way we look at the Leaving Cert, and therefore that the system of getting into college or the system of progressing onto third level should change in tandem with that. The problem with that I see is that apprenticeships are fundamentally different from a third level educational course, in that apprenticeships are employments. And as far as I see it, most companies and most people, master tradespeople who take on apprentices, want to choose or select their own employees, because there is a very important relationship between the master tradesperson and their apprentice. What they seem to be suggesting in this report is that with the expansion of different pathways after the Leaving Cert, tertiary courses, apprenticeships, and higher education courses, that there should be some change involved. But I suppose from a guidance counsellor's perspective, we have to look in terms of the differences of those pathways. They are not the same pathway, and therefore the same selection procedure cannot apply to, say, for example, all three.
I can see the potential difficulties. I suppose the advantage of doing it is it sends out a very clear signal that apprenticeships are just as important as going to third level. It puts it on a par with going to third level. Is there something to be said for that?
There is, absolutely. And I mean, I fully embrace the fact that apprenticeships are extremely valuable. They're extremely important. Ireland has the lowest rate of apprenticeships in Europe. We do have this sense, perhaps, in some places, that apprenticeships are not as valuable as, you know, a third level degree. But in actual fact, when you look across the world, apprenticeships are highly valuable, and I think the focus needs to be on how valuable they are.
Well, that's the point, isn't it? If you did have this system, you would be putting a value. I mean, I'm thinking of other sectors. I know, for example, GPs, when they take on trainees are assigned to them. They're not. They don't choose them individually. It wouldn't be unusual for such a system to emerge.
I think it would be unusual, because, you know, apprenticeships are, you know, millennia old in the process itself. The Redevelopment Board haven't suggested a method of integrating the two systems. I suppose what really would be very, very helpful for students, for parents, for schools and guidance counsellors would be that there would be a central database, like a central applications office, where information was clearly visible on companies, tradespersons that took on apprentices, what their criteria were and how the person could apply. So if there was that sort of central applications system, rather than people being assigned to individual companies, I think you would get a far greater sense of what's available out there,
Gemma,
more transparency.
We'll leave it there, Gemma Lawler, Guidance Counsellor at Tyndon College, Carlow. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think. Is it a good idea to have an integrated apprenticeship application in the CAO, a single common system? Good idea, bad idea? 087-1400-10.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.